Hiya, babe. Say, how about a little... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere from Brooklyn. And how I wish I was there right now instead of Texas. For 2 days now, ever since the show I was in folded, I've been walking across the state backwards with my thumb in the air. They call it hitchhiking, but for me it's been all hiking and no hitching. Around here they got ranches so big, the gas station guy told me, that new married couples go out to milk the cows and their children bring home the milk. I told him I knew that joke, but after walking it, I believed every word of it was true. I was about ready to quit one day when a car driven by a woman came up beside me and stopped.
Well, hop right in.
Thanks.
Say, stranger.
Yeah, partner.
Seems to me like I know you. Didn't you climb the side of a bank building in Cedar Rapids as a ballyhoo for a traveling carnival once?
Yeah, once is right. But that was me. They billed me as Maisie Revere, Girl Squirrel.
Well, sure, that's it. You're Maisie.
Well, how'd you guess?
But don't you remember the team of Harry and Francis?
Oh, sure. And you're Francis.
No, I'm Harry. For Harriet, you know.
Yeah.
I call Francis Frank.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You did a Western act. At trick riding and roping and shooting.
That's right.
And you used to screw a light bulb into each ear and your husband would shoot them out.
Yeah, those were exciting days. Especially when Frank and the guns were both loaded.
Yeah. Well, what you doing now, Harriet?
Why, we bought ourselves a dude ranch right here on the Mexican border. We've been knocking ourselves out running it.
How are things going?
Oh, fair, but now we want to sell and take it easy for a while. We've got a couple of dudes with us now. One of them's an Easterner who's real interested in buying.
Well, why can't you push the deal through?
Well, Maisie, he's sort of disappointed in the West.
Oh.
He says nobody's held him up, nobody's shot at him, and he ain't seen any pretty cowgirls.
Oh. Well, well, what about me? I'm not a cowgirl, but after I crack this cake of dust off me, I can be a pretty cute kid.
Well, Maisie, would you do it for us?
Well, sure, Harriet, I'd love to. I need a little rest myself, too.
We got a lot of horses you can ride.
No, thanks. I think I'd rather sit on something I can trust, like a Davenport. Well, how do I look, Harriet?
Oh, gosh. You look gorgeous, honey.
I always did think that blue jeans did something for me.
It seems to me it's you that does something for the jeans.
Well, thanks, Frank.
Don't overdo it, Frank.
This is a fancy blouse you loaned me, Harriet.
I always say it ain't the cake pan that makes the cake. It's what you put in it.
That's very funny, yeah.
Now, when you talk today, Randolph Crum, now don't forget he loves the old Wild West. The days of stagecoaches, cattle rustling, hold-up men.
Oh, he loves the old West, huh? Well, I'll tell him a few wild stories. But, gee, I wouldn't sell this ranch. It might turn out to be a gold mine.
Oh, I doubt that, Maisie. Now, look, don't make them stories too wild or you'll scare Miss Tattersall away.
Oh, Was she that tall, nervous woman wearing gray jod purse and an empty blue checked blouse?
Oh, you noticed her when you come in, huh?
Yeah. She had a cowboy backed into the corral.
That figures.
Well, Frank, you better take me out and introduce me.
Now, who'll I say you are?
Oh, just call me Mysterious Maisie Revere, here on a secret mission.
What is a secret mission?
Well, I won't know till I think it up. Let's go, Frank.
Maisie, I don't know how to thank you for doing this. How can we ever repay you?
Oh, just feed me up, Harriet, and leave everything to Mysterious Maisie.
Ah, yeah, there they are. They're both sitting on the porch, Maisie.
Oh, good. Home, home, another ranger, where the deer and the antelope play.
Miss Tattersall.
Where I saw that. Oh.
And yes. Mr. Crum, I want you to meet Mysterious Maisie Revere.
Well, it's a woman.
Well, there's obviously no question about that. How do you do?
Yes, how do you do? How do you do?
Howdy, strangers.
Well, I hope we won't be strangers long. I'm delighted to meet a girl of the Golden West.
And I'm right happy to meet up with such a handsome hunk of Eastern beef. My, you sure got big, busy eyes, haven't you?
Well, Miss Revere, you make it worthwhile to keep them open.
Why, thank you, Mr. Crumb. You're just as cute as a calico pony.
Miss Revere going to be staying with us, Frank?
Well, now, she's here in a secret mission.
Now, Frank, don't you go telling the dudes that I'm here doing undercover work for the government.
Why, Miss Revere, well, since Mr. Crum and I are guests here, don't you think we're entitled to know what you're doing here?
Yes, I especially want to know what you're doing tonight.
Love that Eastern beef. Frank, would you oil up my guns for me?
Why, sure, Mysterious.
Are we alone now?
Yes, we're alone.
Well, come a little closer, Miss Tattersall.
Oh, my, I'm sure this is going to be so exciting.
Well, I'll try my best. Mr. Crum, you're close enough.
Huh?
Your hot breath is frizzing up my back hair.
Now, this is what I like about the West.
But come on, come on. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, we're right near the Mexican border, aren't we?
Yeah. It's right on the other side of the Rio Grande.
That's good. Well, we're right across the river from an outfit of killers that's smuggling aliens into the country.
Oh, killers? Smugglers? Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, give me time, gal. Give me time. You've heard the coyotes howling out there at night, haven't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, partner, those are human coyotes signaling to each other.
And who are these aliens they smuggle in?
Well, they're spies and saboteurs, and they're cold-blooded, ruthless killers. I advise both of you to take precautions so you won't be murdered in your beds.
Oh dear, what am I going to do? What do you suggest, Maisie?
Well, make sure your insurance is paid up and have your will handy.
Oh, I'll go look right now. Excuse me, please.
Well, how do you like the West, Mr. Crown?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Mighty pretty scenery around here.
Oh, yes, you certainly are.
What part of New York are you from, Mr. Crown?
New York 13, New York.
Ah, oh, know it well.
I wonder if we couldn't go for a little ride after dinner. We could watch the moon come up.
Well, the moon doesn't rise until about 2:30 in the morning.
We could wait for it.
Well, what would we do while we were waiting for it?
Oh, I've got some peachy ideas.
Hmm.
Let's ride out into the sagebrush right now.
No, partner. I just don't feel like having my willpower all ruined right now. Maybe tomorrow night.
Huh.
Now, if you'll excuse me while I go in and load up my shooting arms.
And don't forget, tomorrow night we go out and watch the moon come up.
If we live that long.
Maisie.
Well, Harriet, I sure got our dude interested in things.
Yeah, but Maisie, you scared Miss Tattersall so bad that she's packing up to leave. And the minute she leaves, Frank and I and the whole ranch are running in the red.
Oh, gosh. Gee, I never thought about that, Harriet. Gee, I'd better talk to Miss Tattersall. Where is she?
Just down the hall a piece.
Okay. Oh, and later on tonight, Harriet, you and I got to go out about a mile and shoot off some guns and make a fuss and scream a little. You know, the flavor of the old West.
Well, are you sure that won't scare Miss Tattersall away?
No, no. I'll tell her I'm going to ambush the smugglers.
Oh, no! Oh, they're after me! Help! Somebody help me!
Oh, it's just me, Miss Tattersall.
Who is it?
Me, Mysterious Maisie Revere.
Oh!
I don't know what you're keeping locked up in here, but it sure must be awful valuable.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Tattersall, it ain't often that Mysterious Maisie ever asks help, but I'm asking you to do me and the United States government a favor.
What do I have to do? Shoot somebody?
No. I'm a-going out and try to waylay the smugglers tonight.
Oh.
And if I don't get back by midnight, I want you to ride to the nearest Texas Ranger station for help.
Oh. Oh, well, now, I don't know.
Oh, gee, those rangers are the handsomest men in the whole state of Texas.
Maisie, I'll give you my full cooperation.
I knew you'd help me if I appealed to your patriotism.
Maisie, before you go...
Yeah, partner?
Tell me, why do they call you Mysterious Maisie?
Because it's a mystery why nobody's caught on to me yet.
Well, how does it look to you, Pete? What's your verdict?
I reckon my verdict is it's a kind of right pretty night.
Oh, stop clowning around. Let's go back across the river and get our customers. How many people are there tonight?
Six. We deliver them to the boss at Gunsight Rock. You ought to be there. There, that is, by now.
Okay.
Remember, if we see anybody, let them have it and beat it back across the river and into the bushes.
Yeah, I know. Let's go.
This looks like as good a spot as any to start the fireworks, Harriet.
Yeah, Maisie, let's fire away. I'm getting sleepy.
Well, where'll we shoot?
Oh, any old place. There's nobody around here for miles.
Well, here goes. Yahoo! Yippee! You know, Harriet, there's a terrific echo from the river down there.
Sure enough?
Yeah. Listen, I'll fire once. Some echo, huh?
I'll say.
That sound came back so realistically, I could almost feel the bullet go past my face. Well, let's sneak back to the ranch.
Sure is a pretty night, ain't it?
Yeah, and such big stars. I never felt so close to heaven. It's Maisie, Miss Tattersall.
Oh, just a minute. Oh, I'm so glad you're back. I thought you were killed.
Oh, no, Miss Tattersall. Leastwise, I don't think I was.
But what was all that shooting?
Well, I did have a little brush with the smugglers. Oh. I shot them up a little and chased them across the Rio Grande back into Mexico. They shot at me, but they didn't even come close.
Maisie, have you always had those bullet holes in your hat?
Oh, sure, I've always had... Bullet holes? Let's see. Holy smoke, there are bullet holes in it.
The bullet that went through here only missed your head by inches.
Somebody was really shooting at me. It's scary around here. I'm sure glad Frank gave me the shotgun to protect me. Say, there's somebody sneaking around by the corral. Everybody around here's in bed. It's got to be one of the guys that shot at me. Well, the bird shot in this gun ought to give him a surprise. One, two, three, fire!
Oh!
Ah! Oh, I got him!
Maisie!
What happened? Quick! Are you alive or dead? And if you're dead, don't answer.
I just shot a prowler over by the corral. I think he was going to let all the horses out. Here he comes.
Help! Somebody do something. I'm on fire. I'm burning all over.
Maisie! Look who it is.
Oh, now we're really in trouble. Oh.
Holy smoke, I shot J. Randolph Crumb.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment. Now, back to Maisie.
How's he feeling in there this morning, Harriet?
Well, he's plenty sore.
Well, sure. Look where I shot him.
Maisie, he's gonna sue us. We'll be ruined, Maisie. Ruined.
Oh, gee, Harriet, I'm awful sorry.
I know, but that doesn't do us very much good.
I'll go in and see if I can't persuade him to change his mind. Maybe if I warm up to him, he'll cool off.
Now, Maisie, you got us into this, and you got to get us out.
Yipe. Well, we'll see.
Who is it?
It's Maisie.
Help! Keep her away from me. She's going to finish me off.
Oh, please, Mr. Crumb. I just wanted to talk to you for a moment and tell you how sorry I am and so forth.
Well, I'm not much interested in the talk or the apology, but the and so forth interests me very much.
Can I come in?
Yes, but leave your guns outside.
Oh, I'm not wearing them today.
I'm not sure that I believe you. Come here a minute, gorgeous.
Well, couldn't I frisk myself?
No, I think I'd better do it.
Well, apparently you're feeling better already. I'm awful sorry I shot you, Mr. Crumb.
Well, you ought to be.
Won't you forgive me, partner? Buddy? Old paint? Tenderfoot?
That's not where I'm tender. Seem to forget that I've been deeply and grievously injured.
Oh, not so deeply. Frank told me he was able to dig all the BBs out of you with a dull ice pick.
I didn't find it dull at all. My, you suddenly look fresh and lovely this morning.
Thanks, Randy.
Are we still going to go for our little ride out into the sagebrush tonight?
Well...
Now, you'll be on a horse and I'll be on a horse. You can trust me.
I don't know. There's something about you. I don't know what it is, but
I'm just an innocent Eastern dude, Maisie. And I won't sue anybody.
Oh. Well, in that case, all right. I'll go.
Oh, boy.
But, what if we should happen to run into those killers who are smuggling the aliens in?
Oh, that's all right. I'll have you to protect me. It's a beautiful, bright night, isn't it, Maisie?
Yeah, it's lovely, but I'd still like to know how my horse happened to run away as soon as I got off him.
Maybe he shied at a rattlesnake.
Are you sure you didn't kick him?
Oh, Maisie, I love all living creatures. Particularly creatures like you.
Well, I'm not used to riding back here in the luggage compartment of a horse.
Oh, let's change then. You ride in the saddle and I'll hang on to you. Oh, yes, that'd be a lot chummier.
No, thanks. This is just fine. Randy, I think you should have turned left at that last pile of bleached bones.
Oh, the stars are so far away and so mysterious.
You're getting awful close to where I was last night.
They're almost as mysterious as that Western accent of yours.
Huh?
What part of Brooklyn do you come from?
The Western part. Where else?
I thought so. You may be an investigator, but you certainly aren't a Westerner.
What made you think that?
Well, when we left, you said, come on, partner, get on your horse already.
Gee, coyotes.
Well, they aren't real coyotes, are they? I thought you said they were all human, signaling to each other.
Well, if they are, we're close enough to step on them.
All right, stick them up, both of them. I've got the bridle, Joe.
What's the meaning of it? Who are you? And what do you want?
You'll find out soon enough.
Now, look, boys, get back across the river before I tell Hopalong Cassidy on you.
All right, sweetheart. Never mind the cute remarks.
Well, Randy, aren't you going to do something about this?
Not me. I want to keep on living.
Sissy?
Before we take them to the cabin, Pete, see if they got any guns.
Okay. You first, mister. Just keep your hands up while I check you over. Nope, he's clear, and Joe. Okay, sister, you're next. Oh, don't do that.
You want to try again, buddy?
Any guns, Pete?
No, no guns, but the little gal is loaded. She slapped me right in the face.
Well, it probably serves you right. Come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
What difference does it make? Neither of you are coming back again. All right, on your feet, sister.
On my feet? You got my feet and hands tied, and I expect miracles already.
All right, I'll fix it so you can walk a little.
Look, Joe, what's this all about, and what happened to Randy?
You can ask the boss when you talk to him. Okay, now you can walk a little. Go on in the next room.
And stop pushing me. I wish I had just one extra foot. I know what to do with it.
Yeah. Here she is, boss.
Well. A masked man already. Isn't it the wrong month for Halloween?
Shut up!
I won't shut up. What's going on here, and what did you do with poor Randy?
You heard a shot a moment ago?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to Randy.
You know something? I'm not getting very fond of you.
You told Randy we were smuggling aliens, spies, and saboteurs across the border. Where'd you get that information?
I made it up. I just ad-libbed the whole thing.
There wasn't any truth in it at all?
Well, how should I know? You tell me.
Joe, Pete, you believe her?
Yeah, I do.
Besides, she's a real cute dish. When I was a-frisking her...
I remember.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I was beginning to wonder. You remember because you're J. Randolph Crumb. And what a perfect name you picked for yourself.
Well, that did it. Now we've got to get rid of you, Maisie. Boys, we'll put her in that burlap sack with the rocks in it and dump her into the river.
Oh, I hope you're kidding because I can't swim. And I'd hate to have to learn the hard way from inside a burlap bag.
Golly, boys, do we gotta get rid of her? Could we kinda take her across the border as a souvenir?
No. Now get that sack over her feet and shove her into it.
Oh.
This shore is a waste of a lot of pulchritude. Give me a hand, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute, Randy. Let's kick this thing around a little bit.
Oh, it's too late. It was just an accident that you hit on what we were doing. Now that you know the truth, I can't take any chances. I'm sorry, Maisie.
Oh, me too. I'm sorry, and I'm scared to death.
You may wonder why I was at the ranch. I was going to buy it, all right. Yes, a dude ranch makes a perfect place to keep strangers who've slipped across the border. Hurry up with that sack, boys.
Oh, and to think that I...
Don't anybody move.
Where's Maisie?
Look out.
Hey.
You ask for it, Ranger.
Pick 'em, boys. Mysterious Maisie Revere is sure glad you're here.
Just lie back and relax, Maisie. You're back at the ranch now and everything is just fine.
What happened just before everything went black?
When Mr. Crumb started to fire at the ranger, I shot the gun out of Mr. Crumb's hand. It fell and hit you on the head.
Well, you're a trick shot, Frank. Couldn't you have shot it in some other direction?
Sure, but not the way he was doing it, with a mirror.
Well, just my regular act. The rangers were mighty glad to get hold of Mr. Crumb, or whatever his name is. They've been trying to catch him for 3 years.
Well, they came just in time. Who told him to go looking for me?
I did, Miss Revere. I just knew something was happening to you.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Miss Tattersall. You were so right.
Well, Harriet, I'm leaving now.
Well, goodbye, Miss Tattersall, and good luck to you.
Thank you. And if any mail comes for me, I've rented a room next to the ranger station. Goodbye, Doc.
Goodbye. Goodbye, ma'am. Well, leave it to little Maisie. I came here to help you, and look what happens. One of your guests has moved out, and the other one's in jail. Gee, I've ruined everything.
Oh, no, you haven't, Maisie. You remember that burlap bag with the rocks in it?
Ugh, it gives me the shudders.
Those rocks were just shot full of gold, Maisie.
That's right, Maisie.
Well, what do you know? I told you this ranch might be a gold mine someday, and sure enough, I was right.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Now, once again, here's Maisie.
Well, everything worked out swell. Harriet and Frank are doing all right with their gold mine. And as a present, they gave me 50 acres of squatting land. But what good is it with all that cactus? And Miss Tattersall got a ranger for her husband, too. He was one of those bashful Texas types. Even took along some mistletoe on their honeymoon. He wasn't tall or handsome or rich, but he was a man. And luckily, that was the only requirement Miss Tattersall insisted on. After all, the poor thing been an old maid for so long, she had a trailer for her hope chest. And as for me, well, I decided to go to Dallas. And as soon as I got there, I was offered a job in Quebec. So I'm on my way again. Well, get along, little dogies. It's a long, long way to Canada.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Elvia Allman, Hans Conried, Joan Banks, Peter Leeds, Howard McNear, and Ed Max. Jack McCoy speaking.